The U.S.-Mexico border inspires many things, from endless hours of political and social debate to art, music, and poetry. The border has a profound impact on those who live around it, as a new exhibit at the Arizona State Museum demonstrates. Using the art and words of American, Mexican, and Tohono O'odham youth from both sides, the Border Project seeks not just to tell their stories, but to inspire museum visitors to examine their own attitudes and beliefs. Morgana Wallace is the project's curator, and she took me on a tour of the Border Project.
Well, I moved to Arizona from New Jersey, and I stayed on the reservation when I first got here, and the border issues were just right in my face. And I realized I knew little about what was really happening on the U.S.-Mexico border, and also how it affected the Tohono Nation. So I got really curious, and I am a certified teacher, so my first inclination was to hear from youth and try and get their perspectives on how they were affected by what's going on.
To our listeners who can't see the room we're sitting in right now, what makes up the Border Project?
I think one of the most compelling portions of the exhibit are the students' portraits. So a photographer by the name of Jewel Fraser Clearwater, a fabulous photographer, came in partway through the process and took these portraits of the students. And behind them are drawings that they made that have a symbol that for them represents what they think about what's happening on the border. They also took that symbol and made a clay sculpture out of it, which you'll find beneath each portrait. And then beneath all of that are some of their writing, which I collaged into fence pieces. And on top, we actually used some recycled building pieces to put together some speakers where you can hear students from each of the three schools speaking about their perspectives on border issues.
Other things that come to mind for the border are money, violation of human rights, military, army, National Guard, and illegal Mexican smuggling drugs.
A border means to me that you're trapped, you have no freedom. And when I think of the word border,
when you first moved to Arizona and you were living on the border, you were unprepared for the issues that you were seeing. Tell us what some of those issues were.
I was staying at my boyfriend's home at the time. He lives on the O'odham Nation, not far from the U.S.-Mexico border. And illegals were knocking on our door periodically, looking for food or water, using the telephone. The most pressing instance was when one illegal immigrant knocked on the door kind of late at night. He was physically injured and just kind of begged us in Spanish to call the Border Patrol. And after having trekked all those miles, he was requesting that they come and get him so he can be sent home. And his story was that he was traveling with friends and they ditched him when he got hurt, stole his backpack, and pretty much just left him in the desert. And at that point, he decided he wanted to go home to his family, and that journey wasn't worth it anymore. And you know, you can't be part of an experience like that and not kind of get your heartstrings tugged at and feel like you want to understand more about what's really going on.
When you started working with these kids, what did they teach you about the situation?
Oh, so much. They had very different perspectives. And each school, it'd be hard to generalize, but each school really had a different opinion of how they were affected and what was going on. I learned that there were a lot more environmental issues than I was aware of. And if you consider some of the cultural beliefs of the O'odham people, they kind of look at the environment differently than we do. So a saguaro being knocked down by a Border Patrol truck is a lot more devastating to the O'odham people than it would be to, say, an Anglo person. I learned a lot about how families were being split. If you consider that a third of the O'odham Nation is in Mexico and two-thirds is in the United States, and that wall physically just breaks up families, I learned a lot about that sadness. Well, first and foremost, it's important to us that the students remain anonymous. And so you won't find a student's name, but you can tell which school they came from by the color of their background. So if the background base color is black, they come from Ajo High School. If they have a colored background, they're from Cobach High School in Mexico. And if they have a white background, they're from Tonatam High School on the Nation.
Were these kids reticent to tell their stories, or once given the medium, did they embrace it?
It was a little of both. They were definitely reluctant in the beginning. I think many of them have never been asked to share their opinion on what's going on, and I don't think they've ever been given a free and comfortable, safe space in order to share those opinions. So in the beginning, there was a lot of hesitation, but after creating some lessons that allowed them to express their views in a few different ways, they started to become more comfortable. Those students who weren't comfortable talking about it could write about it. Those who weren't comfortable writing could draw about it. or those who were comfortable speaking about it could have their voices recorded. So we tried to create a medium for which they could feel comfortable really sharing their story.
¿Qué es una frontera? Pues yo pienso que frontera se refiere a la línea que divide los Estados Unidos de América y México. Al escuchar la palabra,
I'm looking at one in particular, and this person's symbol was an old Mexican adobe home, which also looks like the human heart. So depending on how you interpret his symbol, you can tell that his story is about having Mexican roots and how this issue has affected his family. A student from Ajo High School who travels across the border every day to attend public school on the United States side. And so her symbol and her story is about the two countries and having a kind of a divided life and a divided lifestyle. So she includes symbols of both of the flags, traveling, people, and you can kind of gather what her experience might be like.
When I think of the border issues, I think of Mexicans overpopulating our country. I think of how drugs are getting in through the border.
When I came into the gallery to meet you today before the interview, you were excited about the visitor wall. Tell me why.
I just get really, really happy to see that people are expressing themselves, that they're inspired by the exhibit to start talking about the issue. And I think that's our ultimate goal, is to make them feel comfortable sharing their perspective, because I think that's the best way we'll get to a solution. We'll be able to find out how to handle what's going on, is by getting people to start talking about it and to hear each other instead of making kind of a biased decision about what's really going on.
Well, Morgana, why don't you share with our listeners a few of the messages that are here on the visitor wall?
There are two pieces here that say Mexicans need to fix their own country instead of running away. And another one that says, one world, one people, freedom, freedom to be. America is for all. Who decides legality? Erase racism. And almost 3 inches below it, build a bigger wall in the name of national security.
What's something that you would hope that a visitor who sees the Border Project will take home with them?
I hope they realize that there are some really sad, challenging, very pressing things going on right now, and it deeply affects our youth. And these are our future decision makers. And unless they come to some clarity, some really deep understanding about what's happening, we're going to continue to make some really poor decisions. And we might not see solutions to what's going on unless we really deal with them head first, full on, right now. And I think that starts by listening to some of our youth, the ones that are really impacted by being so close to the border, and by trying to create a life for themselves that is really impacted by what's happening. So I hope they walk away understanding a little more about what these youth have to say, and also realizing that what they feel or think might not be very different from what their neighbors feel or think.
The Border Project will be on display until November 6th at the Arizona State Museum, which is located on the west edge of campus near Park and University. A day-long celebration of border culture, including music, food, and crafts, is happening on Saturday, October 17th. You can find more information on the radio page at azpm.org.